So it's just after 9 o'clock. We've just had an hour of talks at the London Raspberry Jam, and I'm standing here at the bar at Mozilla with Ben Novak and Andy Piper. Now, you may have heard of Ben Novak before, but you might not have heard of Andy Piper. And
Ben has a Raspberry Pi and I don't. Yeah. And you have one, Alan, as well.
I do. I detect a bitterness in your voice.
But Liz, hello if you're listening.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Ben, what have you done with your Raspberry Pi so far?
Well, I've taken it out of the box. I've looked it over.
And?
And I've kind of looked at, thought about what the possibilities are.
And?
The thing that kind of interested me originally was the power in such a small amount of space. There's also the financial aspect, but really it's about the smallness, the compactness, and the potential that you've got coming from it.
So what are your thoughts around using it? I mean, have you booted it up, you've got a Linux distribution, or have you just literally taken it out of the case and thought, or pack it and said, oh, I've got a cool new computer?
I've literally just looked at it and thought, I need to get an SD card.
Right, okay.
So, can I ask Ben, you've got a Raspberry Pi, you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
What was your motive for coming here this evening?
Well, part of it was to see what other people are doing with them.
Right.
I mean, I'm definitely hearing the educational side of it.
Sure.
I know that's a big part of it. I'm not a teacher.
Yeah, okay.
I did go to school, but it was a long time ago.
Did you go to school, Andy?
I did. Yeah. And the thing I'd say to Ben there is, fundamentally, we're all teachers, right? Everyone learns from everyone else. That's what I kind of tried to say when Alan put me on the spot and asked me, you know, about stuff, and I rambled all over the place. But, you know, I think we're all teachers to everyone else. So everyone learns something from everyone they meet. So, I mean, I'm excited. I've got thoughts about what I would do with a Raspberry Pi if I ever had one. I'm excited that you just said, you know, you came along to learn what other people are doing with theirs and get ideas. Have you come away with any thoughts, or are you still kind of thinking, okay, I've got this cool thing, what do I do next?
I'm really interested in the RISC OS.
Okay.
Definitely.
Did you grow up on that? I grew up on RISC OS.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think we're similar age, so
right.
Yeah, that was kind of my era as well. But
it's actually been awesome. Sorry, slightly take over. Mm-hmm. I do that. Alan knows this. I've been talking to the RISC OS guys. I had a company when I was at school between the ages of, 16 to 20, when I was at university, overlapped, selling software for RISC OS. I mean, I was a computer monitor at school, and I was really into that stuff, and BBCs and RISC OS. So for me, it's kind of a rediscovery, re-remembering of my roots. Really excited to talk to the guys into the RISC OS stuff.
Can I just move it on? Oh, I want to ask Ben. Right, so Ben, you've been to the first London Raspberry Jam. Do you actually think you've got anything yes from it, or do you think it's too early? Do you think you need to come to another one? Would you say?
I'll definitely come to another one. Yeah, sure.
How should the next one be? Do you think it worked with the half hour, the 1 hour talks, the half hour at the end? Is that about the right balance? Or be honest, you know.
No, I thought it was good. I think it'd be nice if we could get some demos up.
Yeah, and I think, I would imagine in a month, 2 months, 3 months, we're going to have a lot more. Like Mr. Pang, SK Pang Electronics, who's brought his sequencer along.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a guy here talking about running a cinema with a Raspberry Pi. I'd be interested to find it out.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, one of the things I'd look at as well is the XBMC.
It seems to be very popular with kind of home hackers, people who want to run, you know, their own under their control home media stuff. XBMC seems to be very popular.
Yeah, I run XBMC on an Apple TV, so I'd be interested to see how it runs on
Apple TV One. And you want to run on Raspberry Pi. Yeah.
Can I ask just one last question before we wrap this up, Ben? Raspberry Pi, does it fit in with your day job, your normal, does it fit in there somehow, or
it might do?
Oh, is it confidential? Commercially secrets or something?
Oh no, it's not commercially sensitive.
But you just don't want people to know what you're doing. I thought you were going to say, oh well, I've got this idea for something that might work with the Raspberry Pi or something like that. No.
Not in a commercial way.
Yeah.
I work in the public sector.
Okay, but you're thinking maybe outside of your work, maybe as a hobby or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Andy, does Raspberry Pi, does it offer anything to your work?
To my work? No, not really, but I'm very excited about it.